This is The Savvy Traveler, and I'm Rudy Maxa. In Europe, outstanding hotels and restaurants receive the prestigious Michelin Awards, the Golden Fork, for exemplary service and quality. Here in the States and Canada, similar awards have been given by Mobil for almost 40 years. But instead of giving forks, the best in the industry receive stars, with a rating system ranging from 1 to 5. Each year, Mobil's 4- and 5-star winners are listed in a guidebook called America's Best Hotels and Restaurants. Bob O'Leary is the director of the Mobil Travel Guide Program, and he joins me to tell us how to recognize a 4- or 5-star hotel.
Let me start with a 4-star, because I'll tell you, we're not talking anything that's too shabby here. Out of those 22,000 establishments that we started with, only 372 of them make it to the 4-star level, so we consider those of national caliber. Now, what is it that notches you up? If I were to boil it down to one word, I would say consistency. Day in and day out, a commitment to excellence that we're seeing in every facet. It's the property itself, it's the staff, it's the entire experience. So it's from the time in which you pick up the phone and make contact with a property, whether it's a restaurant or a hotel, all the way through to the period when you walk out the door and your feeling that says, I got to go back.
The inspectors, critics, and experts who visit your restaurants and hotels, do the restaurants and hotels know they're there to inspect and critique?
Let's separate the two. When we inspect, they show up and they announce who they are. We then have evaluators that come in. They come in unannounced. They don't know when they are. It's interesting that when people are at the 5-star level, the staff rarely inquires as to when is the inspector coming or when is the evaluator expected to be there, because they know that they give it their best, they give it consistently, and they are willing to say, take our best any day. Sometimes they say, we really want to know when they're going to be there, and that implies they might change their style. They may try to upgrade for that particular inspection.
Let's talk restaurants. Restaurant critics and restaurant reviews are debated endlessly everywhere. What merits 5 stars in the restaurant business?
We had a conversation about this a couple weeks ago at a restaurant when I was being asked by some of the workers at the restaurant, and we said that this is not about how good is the food, because you could have great food and not get a 5-star. You could also have a very great restaurant and not have great food and not get a 5-star. It's really looking at the whole thing, how it's all put together and how it's presented, that also reflects the personality. There's a character that goes with these properties that isn't about just, here's my food, what do you think?
Now, do you have any favorite restaurants that are personal Bob favorite? Keeping in mind, you don't decide who gets 4 or 5 stars. So we're not putting this on your shoulders. Looking at this list, Charlie Trotter's in Chicago, Inn at Little Washington outside Washington, D.C., Jean-Georges Le Cirque 2000 in New York. Where do you like to eat?
I like to eat at home pretty often because I travel, and I do enjoy sampling some of the foods of some of the 5 stars, and I haven't been to all of them. I've had the great pleasure of visiting Washington, Virginia, and the Inn at Little Washington. I've been to the Mansion at Turtle Creek in Dallas with the chef there, Dean Fearing, who does a wonderful job of not only creating the food, but he sells real well in the dining room when he works the room, so that's a special treat.
Who got knocked down a rung this year?
Well, we did lose a couple properties from the 5-star list in the hotel side. The Cloister in Sea Island, Georgia, and the Wigwam Resort in Litchfield moved off. And the interesting thing was the wonderful response that we got. Well, they don't always agree, and I understand that, because these are still very fine properties. The wonderful response was the commitment to earn it back. One that comes to mind on the hotel side is the Breakers in Palm Beach. There's the Breakers that was just such a flagship and such a wonderful destination for so many years. For one reason or another, they lost some of that luster. They rededicated themselves, recommitted, reinvested, not only in the property but also in the people. And they're back to their former glory and doing a wonderful job in Palm Beach.
Bob O'Leary is the director of the Mobil Travel Guide Program.